Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 20th, 2013. And today we are once again talking about the IRS scandal that is currently going on in America. And we're talking about how that relates to the rule of law in America and the rule of law in history. And I would like to start out this podcast by giving you a quote, a paragraph really, from Ron Paul about the IRS. He says, Dr. Paul, quoting, "The IRS routinely obtains information about how we earn a living, what investments we make, what we spend on ourselves and our families, and even what charitable and religious organizations we support. Starting next year, the IRS will be collecting personally identifiable health insurance information in order to ensure that we are complying with Obamacare's mandates. The current tax laws even give the IRS power to marginalize any educational, political, or even religious organizations whose goals, beliefs, and values are not favored by the current regime by denying those organizations tax-free status. This is the root of the latest scandal involving the IRS. Considering the type of power the IRS exercises over the American people, and the propensity of those who hold power to violate liberty, it is surprising we do not hear more cases of politically motivated IRS harassment. As the first U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Marshall said, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and who better to destroy than one's political enemies? The very purpose of the IRS is to transfer wealth from one group to another while violating our liberties in the process. Thus, the only way Congress can protect our freedoms is to repeal the income tax and shutter the doors of the IRS once and for all." Well, amen to that, Dr. Paul. I agree with you 100%. When I first joined the Constitution Party, the phone number was 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. That was one of the things that attracted me to that party, was its efforts to get rid of the IRS. And there, Dr. Paul has left the closet and said it. Repeal the income tax and shutter the doors of the IRS once and for all. Yes, indeed. Well, regarding the IRS, this is no ordinary scandal, said Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal in the Saturday edition. She said, "It's no ordinary scandal." Let me quote a paragraph from her. Quoting, "As always, it comes down to trust. Do you trust the president's answers when he's pressed on an uncomfortable story? Do you trust his people to be sober and fair-minded as they go about their work? Do you trust the IRS and the Justice Department? You do not. The president, as usual, acts as if all of this is totally unconnected to him. He's shocked. It's unacceptable. He'll get to the bottom of it. He read about it in the papers just like you and me." Well, that is Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal. The rule of law hangs in the balance, folks. For 800 years it has stood, since the English nobles forced King John to sign the Magna Carta in the year 1215, thus applying ordinary law to the king as well. Before that, the rule had been, "The law is in his mouth," the English said, meaning his word is law. But after the Magna Carta, that changed. The king and the president is subject to the same law as the people. Does that still stand today? Two successive presidents now have said no. They say the law doesn't apply to me. I am above man's political law, and since there is no higher law, no law above the law, that I must obey, that's it. Are presidents really above the law? This one certainly acts as if he is, and when cornered, when asked a tough question, he feigns indignation, as Miss Noonan says. He is indignant that he is even questioned about this. He's got to get on with his agenda, after all. As the New York Times said, quote, "The president seeks a path forward beyond troubles. He has ordered the White House staff to spend no more than 10% of their time on these, quote, troubles." Evidence boxes him in, though. IRS officials, it turns out, briefed the Treasury Department and the White House Counsel's Office more than 1 year ago, despite the president's denials. Who was in charge of the IRS? Who runs the IRS? Who runs this government? Isn't this on his watch? Isn't he in charge of these executive departments? Did they mislead Congress? Or is he someone who just simply watches the news like all the rest of us? Now the head of the Associated Press has accused the Department of Justice of unconstitutional acts. Yes, well, we told them, we tried to tell them anyway, that they would get around to the press sooner or later. Did he send his IRS legions to attack his enemies, to influence the election, to persecute his enemies, or he just a regular guy, just a regular old guy watching TV, sitting on his couch like the rest of us, reading the newspapers, and then here's, oh my goodness, imagine that, there's a scandal over at the IRS. Is that what he is? Is that what the president really is? Or does he have 16 separate and individual intelligence organizations that brief him or are available to brief him every single day? Will he get away with it? Will Congress help him escape? Will the rule of law and the Constitution die in America? Will it be replaced by executive action? Time will tell, folks. Time will tell. That's the way I see it, Monday, May 20th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.